Harry, how does little man,
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a segment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Early January, Donald Trump is first warned of the virus. He ignores it.
We have it totally under control. It's going to be just fine.
Defends the Chinese government instead. January 30th, Trump's own cabinet secretary warns of a pandemic, raising concerns that the Chinese government isn't being transparent. Trump calls him an alarmist.
We think we have it very well under control. We're working very closely with China and other countries, and we think it's going to have a very good ending for us.
The next day, the Dow plummets 600 points. Desperate to protect the stock market from sliding further, Trump continues to deny the threat and praise the Chinese government.
We're doing great in our country, China. I spoke with President Xi, and they're working very, very hard. And I think it's going to all work out fine. Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away.
But global cases more than double, spreading to over 24 countries. February 25th, one of the CDC's top experts, Nancy Messonnier, speaks out, warning it could soon become a full-scale pandemic.
Disruption to everyday life may be severe. And I told my children that while I didn't think that they were at risk right now, we as a family need to be preparing for significant disruption of our lives.
Mr. Trump was, quote, furious as he watched the stock market crash after her comments. Trump didn't want to upset the markets. So for the last 5 days of February, the Trump administration took to the airwaves to deny the truth.
We have contained this, I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
Thanks to the president and this team's aggressive containment efforts, this disease, as Dr. Shook had said, is contained.
February 27th, the market sees through the denials. The Dow continues to plunge, but Trump keeps up the false message.
It will go away, just stay calm, it will go away.
I think we're going to get through it very well.
April turns into May. The virus doesn't disappear. There is no miracle. The cases mount. The death toll grows. More than 33 million Americans lose their jobs to the pandemic. Unemployment reaches Great Depression era levels.
Oh.
Donald Trump doesn't understand. We have an economic crisis because we have a public health crisis. And we have a public health crisis because he refused to act. Donald Trump didn't build a great economy. His failure to lead destroyed one.
I am the chosen one.
That is a powerful ad. It's a very powerful ad. I like the Biden in the basement effort. I'm all for it. Listen, so cases are rising in 9 states. They are falling in 22 states, and they are flat in 19 states. And Donald Trump and his, corrupt administration are telling the people who are in the states where the cases are rising to leapfrog over their own guidelines that his own administration put forth, because the guidelines clearly say 14 days in a row of decreasing cases, and then you can move into phase one. And nine, it's like rural America is about to explode. You know what this is? It's like, you know, okay, but that happened in New York. It happened in New York. So it was killer on Broadway, and now the touring company is out and about. And now it's actually making its way to small town dinner theater. You see what I mean about this? So, you know, it is headed to rural America, where Trump is hopeful that his, base, his death cult 45, his, branch COVIDians will not complain about dying. That's kind of where we are right now. It's just so unbelievable. He's counting on the rural base to embrace the idea that the pandemic is over. At the same time, it's moving into their dinner theaters. At the same time, it's moving into the touring company mode. I mean, the only difference is that the show is huge in nursing homes and prisons and chicken plants and meatpacking plants. And these are the new slaves in the American economy. These are the new slaves. Now, talking about prisons, this is very fascinating to me. Here today we have a Trump friend, a Trump crony, a Trump henchman, who was convicted of tax fraud and lying repeatedly while he was cooperating in a plea deal, continuing to lie to impede the investigation of the Russian interference in our election, continued to lie, got 7 years in prison, and that's with a plea deal. Paul Manafort is getting out of prison because of COVID. And he is at a prison, you know, it's where the white-collar criminals go. They go to, like, a Danbury minimum security prison, or in this case, it's Loretto. How can you forget? That's mom's name almost, you know? If she was a man, she would be, instead of Loretta, she'd be Loretto. So they named a prison after my mother. I need help. That's where my mind goes. Mom prison. Yeah, great. So anyway, he's in this prison in Pennsylvania that has zero cases of COVID. Zero. There are almost 3,000 cases of COVID in mostly private and federal prisons, right? But he's at a prison, Manafort is, where there is no COVID, but Bill Barr has ordered Manafort to be released. Not the rat, Michael Cohen. Oh, no, not him, who has less time to serve than Manafort has to serve. And Manafort's release doesn't follow any of the guidelines that were set forth in the legislation to release prisoners in places where there's COVID, right? You had to have served 50% of your sentence. He didn't meet that criteria. None of the criteria, let's put it that way, have been met by Paul Manafort, and he's being let out of prison, and he's going to be ordered into home confinement. We're all in home confinement, and he probably has a much nicer home. What kind of crime do I have to commit to get sentenced to home confinement in a home as good as Manafort's? Holy crap. I mean, some of us are being evicted from our homes, mostly the renters in this country being evicted from our homes because Jared Kushner and Sean Hannity own most of the low-income housing units in this country. That, remember that when Hannity got popped as being a client of Michael Cohen's? And he said, oh, well, I don't like the stock market. I like HUD-backed, you know, guaranteed mortgages from the federal government, and I like to buy low-income housing and then harass the people. You know, is what I like to do. And the same thing with Jared Kushner. When Donald Trump was saying that Baltimore was a rodent-infested place in, you know, in the country. And I remember, Jared Kushner is the slumlord billionaire that owns all of these low-income housing things. And by the way, just because he can't evict you doesn't mean he can't sue you. And he's been in court with these massive, massive lawsuits against hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of renters because the CARES Act did not include renters. And the coronavirus has not stopped Jared's real estate empire from hounding tenants with everything from warrants, meaning that they go to debtor's prison. I'm serious. This is like real. It's just like the most amazing thing ever. Anyway, Manafort gets to go home, and people that rent from Jared Kushner or Sean Hannity, they get to go to the street. So Nancy Pelosi has now pitched another relief package. This is called the HEROES package. I'm going to tell you what's in it. It's worth about $3 trillion. I will just give you a little clue. It does include renters this time, not just people who are mortgaged. It includes renters because 44 million Americans rent in this country, especially after the last Republican president that crashed our economy and threw everybody out of the houses that they owned and made them renters. So now we have 44 million renters, and they were not covered in the CARES Act. So she's proposed another relief package, $3 trillion of corona relief, and it does have protection for you guys, the renters, 44 million of you guys, 44 million, holy crap. That's a quarter of everyone who works. I mean, that's just amazing.